Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kim Levine is here, folks. Kim is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Mommy Millionaire and Mommy Manifesto. She is the president of Mommy Millionaire Media. You're starting to get the picture here, right? And she is she wakes up every morning thinking about how can she help women business owners get the capital they need to grow their business. But there's one more thing that she's got to figure out how to do before she makes that happen. Kim Levine, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to have you back. So when you began this quest that you have, which I'm very proud of you for doing, you said, oh my, where will I ever find the money to fund these women entrepreneurs? And in about
after about 45 seconds,
you said, oh my, the money's not the problem. There's another problem. What is the problem, Kim?
The women, Jim. I have $200 million in investor commitments lined up. I had $100 million in three phone calls, and I actually ambushed an investor, my first one. He was, you know, a serious VC. I thought he's going to be the toughest guy for me to bring down, you know? I mean, he was very buttoned down, only invested in high tech and medical. And I ambushed him in his office and sat across the desk from him and told him that, you know, women own 48% of all businesses in America, but we only receive 4% of private equity. And as a result, only 3% of women-owned businesses have annual revenues of $1 million or more. And I was, you know, I was expecting to have to throw him down to the mat and take money out of his pockets. But I asked him, I said, why are you not investing in women-owned businesses? And he said, nobody's asked me.
Right.
I don't care if they're women or men. He said, so I said, if I bet and qualify women with, you know, who are money ready with sound investment proposals, will you come and will you bring your money? And he said, absolutely. Just make it about money. Don't make it about women. And you know what, Jim? I've heard that exact same comment come out of two separate investors' mouths. One was a visiting investor in Israel who I met on the steps of the Plaza Hotel in New York, who said, make it about money, not about women. And that has been my challenge, Jim.
Are the women that you're finding who need the capital, are they having trouble?
First of all, women aren't asking for capital.
Well, you've told us that before.
I'm not finding women who are looking for capital, Jim. I'm having to hunt them down. And
what is that? Now wait, Kim. Does that mean they're doing it? They're not asking for money because they're well capitalized and they don't need the money.
No.
Does it mean that they don't know how to ask or they're afraid to ask?
There's several different things. I broke it down, Jim, because I've been on this epic journey for over a year and a half. It all started when Governor Granholm, you know, when 2009, when the entire economy
fell apart,
you know, 10 million jobs were lost overnight, and everybody went bankrupt, including Donald Trump, you know, in his casino division. You know, I went on this epic journey to connect women with capital, and the most shocking thing I found out was that there was this country has got so much money. There's a tinderbox of money ready to explode. I've never seen so much money in my life. And it's mind-boggling to people that kind of money is out there, you know, when you hear all the bad news. But these people are looking to invest. And I've broke it down into these things. Why are women not getting money? Well, number one, they don't think investors are interested in their business.
Right.
You know, it's the conventional wisdom that it's all high tech and it's all happening in Silicon Valley.
It's like a salesperson standing outside of a prospect's office saying to themselves, they don't want what I've got to sell.
Exactly. They're shooting
and
themselves
right above, that's above their pay grade. They don't get to make that decision.
Right. They're not interested in me. And the facts are that, you know, consumer products are on top of the list of right. what investors are investing in, particularly angel investors. Women's media, consumer products, you know, sure, medical devices, those are all on the top. Technology doesn't even make the top 10. Is that a paradigm shift for
that
you? Because that was a paradigm shift for me, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what women need to know. And that, because women make consumer products a lot of the time. Another thing is that these women don't know how to get in that door, Jim. They're standing outside the door. You know, you hear about these men who go out to Silicon Valley with flip-flops and hoodies and get $10 million deals. You know, I said, we have to take these out of these funding events out of Silicon Valley, and we have to take them out of old boy
right.
boardrooms. You know, we have to bring it into environments where women
are going to come. So what did you do? But you did that, didn't you?
Well, I did it in my small little town in Grand Haven in the middle of a blizzard in January. And women, I did like 2 weeks' worth of promotion of it, and I had dozens of women fly from across the United States and Canada to attend to meet with investors. And here's, I'm going to lead you up to another paradigm shift. This is the biggest paradigm shift and the biggest problem I have. So one of the people who was presenting is a lawyer. She graduated summa cum laude. She had was doing $1 million in sales, Jim, out of her garage at top retailers across the world. And I prepped her, and, you know, we reviewed her financials, and, she was going to go in and be my star.
Right.
And she asked for $45,000.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, no, it's right.
She should have.
That's when I realized.
She thought she was at the bank, didn't she?
I don't know what, Jim. She is.
Which insulted your venture capital guests.
Well, you know, fortunately, you know, I work with one of the smartest guys in any room, Terry Cross, who helped start, you know, who was a first round investor in Google and PayPal and, you know, a million other things. He's on, you know, the board at MIT. He's the most patient and generous man in the world. But this was like, Jim, how do I fix that? That is the, you know, going out
well,
and getting $100 million in three
it's
phone
the
calls
thing.
Is not a problem.
I mean, are you saying that what you're seeing is women have a hard time seeing themselves, you know, in scaling to the, it sounds to me like this lady at least had a hard time imagining the scale that she could have with her company.
Women don't think big. They do not think big. And
We're going to come back in a minute, folks. And so now I want the record to show that Kim said that. I didn't say that. So anyway, after these messages, Kim's going to help you understand how to turn this thing around, ladies, and how to get the capital that you really need. And we'll do that after these messages. 20 after. Kim Levine is our guest. Her book is called The Mommy Manifesto.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.